Terry, the Indians pitching has been interesting this season. A name that keeps coming up is Danny Salazar, and I remember him. He was an all-star in 2016. We haven't seen him much since.
I mean, think about that. I mean, 2 years ago, right now, he was on the all-star team. And year before that, in 2015, he was 14-10. He looked like this guy was going to be a big-time starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had a history of elbow problems and things when he was real young, but all of a sudden, after that all-star game, his arm started bothering him, a forearm and this and that. And Amanda, did you see what kind of shoulder surgery it was? They called it exploratory shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, that doesn't sound good.
First of all, shoulder surgery in pitchers don't sound good. Elbows tend to sound pretty good. They put those back together pretty well.
Yeah.
Shoulders, there's all this junk going on in there they don't know.
And exploratory sounds good.
Exploratory means he says it hurt. We haven't found it yet. We're going to go look for it.
Oh.
So they just announced he's out for the rest of the year. So, you know, that's one out. Then you think about back in 2015. Well, who's the young phenom pitcher right now for the Indians that's come up?
It's Adam Plutko.
Yeah, Adam Plutko and Shane Bieber. They've had two.
Yeah.
So this guy could be either one of those. It was Cody Anderson. Comes up from the minors in 2015. Barely pitched in AAA. Started like three games in AAA. Basically went from Akron to whatever. Goes 7-3 with a 3.05 ERA. It's 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going 7-3, therefore 2016, he's going to be in a rotation. Then they figure Salazar is going to be in a rotation. And these guys are going to be in a rotation for years. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, I remember Cody Anderson was like, great, we got a guy.
Another guy in there. Well, what happened in 2016, his arm started to bother him, shut him down, back to the minors. Spring of 2017, he has the Tommy John elbow reconstructive surgery. They're still waiting for him to come back. He's down in Goodyear. So, you know, you look, those two go down.
Yeah.
What keeps happening to Carlos Carrasco?
He keeps getting hit by the ball.
Batted balls.
Yeah.
It is. Now, he's coming back again. But, you know, that's the thing. He's had some trouble just protecting himself, I guess.
Yeah.
The remarkable thing is through all this, the Indians have had one of the best starting rotations in baseball anyway.
And it's all about the prospects.
It is. And smart trades. You got Corey Kluber, who they brought in for Ryan Ludwig. You know, there's Kluber. And then Trevor Bauer came in a big three-way trade. You know, they had to be patient with Bauer. But, you know, you look at him now, I think a strong case could be made. If he doesn't make the All-Star team, he should have. Carlos Carrasco was in the trade that they traded Cliff Lee for.
Wow.
So there. And then all of a sudden, now you see Josh Tomlin came from the farm system. But what's happened with him?
He's just completely, I don't know, falling off.
Right. He can't get anybody out. He was in the bullpen. No, they were counting on him as a fifth starter. But now from their farm system, here comes Adam Plutko, and here comes Shane Bieber. And what I'm saying is that also these guys are under contract control, they say, with the exception of Tomlin, but the rest of these guys will be around till like the year 2020.
Wow.
And when the Indians set out to really kind of redo things, this is like around 2010, 2011. They were still losing a lot. They put a lot of effort into getting more starting pitching, young starting pitching, whether it's the people they drafted or people they trade for, you know, to try and do this, because Chris Antonetti told me, other than like when you pay for, you know, Giancarlo Stanton or one of these guys that's 50 homers, the most expensive thing on the open market of free agency is starting pitchers.
Yeah.
So we want to, as he said, for every prospect that probably makes it for about 2 years, you usually need about three.
Yeah.
Because of what we just went through.
Right.
The arm injuries that happened. And for Tribe fans, you know, they are in good shape because they're starting pitching. It's probably the second best in the American League. And, you know, you do have Bieber and you do have Plutko coming. And so it's a situation where you look at that and people say, well, the Indians did not play maybe as well as I'd like, or I don't know how they'll do in the playoffs. The truth is, if you go back to 2017, Lindor and Ramirez did not hit very well in the playoffs, but what really cost him, Corey Kluber was terrible.
Yeah.
He was pitching with a bad back. Had Kluber been Kluber, the Indians go the second round at least and face Houston.
Right.
Starting pitching will carry you through, or an elite bullpen, and you only need about three of the starters. So, mm-hmm. you know, we'll wait to see what's next. But I guess the thing that I'm saying, if you're a Tribe fan, as they kind of approach the midseason, you'd like to see them win more games or whatever. But this wealth that they have of starting pitching is something that really helps them weather the storm and maybe do very well in the playoffs.
Okay. Interesting. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Mando.